Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is JC Dean, and today we're going to be talking about a topic known as the Big Three, which is the squat, the bench, and the deadlift. And specifically, I'm going to be addressing why you don't have to do any of those movements as written with a barbell if you want to get stronger, leaner, and more muscular. But before we get into today's topic, I want to let you know about my premium fitness community called the Results Crew. In this community, you get access to training programs, nutritional advice, training and nutrition calculators, and exclusive material to help you reach your fitness goals, regardless of whether you want to lose fat, build muscle, get stronger, or just be more consistent with your training and nutrition habits in general. But it's not just about the content or the material. You get access to myself and a colleague of mine, and we both have over a decade of experience with training and nutrition. We'll be there to answer questions, we'll give you advice, we'll give you feedback, and we'll also hold you accountable. But it's not just us. We also have a very tight group of people who check in every single day and support each other in their fitness goals. So if you want to learn more, you can check it out by going to jcdfitness.com/TRC. That's TRC as in the Results Crew. So let's get into the topic. I wrote an article quite a few years ago called Getting Big Without the Big Three. And someone in my community and the Results Crew basically had a question about whether or not they needed to do squats and deadlifts to get their goal physique. And the reason they were asking was because they had a history of injuries that have resulted from doing squats and deadlifts. And some of them were actually really bad, and they were afraid that if they couldn't work back into doing these movements, that they wouldn't be able to reach their potential. The reason I decided to do this podcast was because it made me revisit this whole idea of why you don't have to do the squat, the bench, and the deadlift with a straight bar if you want to be strong and muscular and lean. And like I said, I wrote this article quite a few years ago. And the reason I wrote this article was because I wanted to prove to people that most of the people online that they say, oh, you've got to do the big three if you want to be big and strong and muscular, and if you don't, then you're just a big pussy, or you're weak, or you don't know anything about strength training. I wanted to prove to those people that anyone saying that without any context, especially if you just have basic goals of improving your body composition, then those people really don't know anything. And all they're doing is repeating a stupid idea that has been perpetuated by internet circle jerks and people who start going to the gym and start having some success getting strong, and they automatically think they know everything about strength training and training for better body composition in general. So let's talk a little bit about what the big three actually are in case you aren't familiar. The big three stands for the squat, the bench, and the deadlift. Those three movements primarily are done with a straight barbell. So it's not a variation, it's not a Romanian deadlift, it's not a front squat, it's not an incline bench. It is the flat bench press, the standard conventional deadlift, and the barbell back squat with a straight bar. Now, where does this come into play when it comes to addressing the big three as being essential? The only place I can think of where this comes to being absolutely essential is in the sport of powerlifting. Now, if you don't know anything about powerlifting, the entire goal of this sport is to be as strong as humanly possible on the bench press, the squat, and the deadlift. And if you've ever heard someone talking about a powerlifting total, they'll say, hey bro, what's your total? What they're basically asking you is, how much can you lift in all three of these movements? You add those figures together, and that gives you your total. So let's say you bench press 300, you squat 300, and you deadlift 400. You add that up, that's 1,000 pounds. So therefore you have 1,000 pound total. This is the only context in which these movements really matter. If you have no intention of competing as a power lifter, then you don't really need to do these movements outside of just wanting to do them. Now, are these movements incredibly beneficial for building strength and building muscle? Yes, absolutely, but all of the variations are equally good at building muscle and strength, and I'll show you here in a second what I mean by that. Now, the other instance in which the big three can help with improvements for sport would actually be Olympic weightlifting. I guess I shouldn't say that exactly, because in Olympic weightlifting, they're not actually performing the big three as a part of doing them in competition. They do them mostly as strength builders for the lifts that they're going to be competing with. In actuality, an Olympic weightlifter doesn't really need to train the bench press because they're not doing anything that they would need to generate a lot of strength from that type of pressing movement. They would be more beneficial doing overhead presses to prepare for the sport. So they will do deadlifts and they'll do squats, but this is primarily because it helps them develop strength for the jerk, the clean and jerk, the snatch, those movements that they're doing when they're preparing for competition. So outside of these two examples, these movements really aren't necessary. And I just want to touch on this really quickly because, again, I said this earlier, but the reason people will say that you got to do the big three if you want to be big and strong and muscular and have a better body composition, they say this because they have a very narrow scope of what strength training does and how you can actually utilize it, right? So someone just thinks I should be getting stronger on the bench press because that's going to make my chest bigger. It's going to make my shoulders bigger. If I want bigger legs and to be stronger overall, I should be doing squats, and they have to be barbell back squats. But in reality, there's a ton of different movements that you can do that can give you the same benefits or maybe even benefit you more than these straight bar movements. So let me give you an example. The person in the results crew was having some issues with the squat and the deadlift, and they had some injuries, and they were curious as to would they be able to reach their potential by not doing these movements and doing something else. And my response was, yes, absolutely, you can. And the reason being is because there's nothing truly magical about a squat or a deadlift from the floor or a straight bar flat bench press. There's nothing magical about them because they're just movements, and a barbell is only a tool. It's just a means to an end. If you want to be stronger and you want to be more muscular, you need resistance. The resistance can come in many different forms. It can come from a barbell. It can come from body weight movements. It can come from loaded body weight movements. It can come from dumbbells. It can come from kettlebells. It can come from a TRX or a suspension trainer apparatus. It can come from using bands. It can come from using machines. I hope you understand at this point that there are many different ways to apply resistance to the target muscles that you want to develop. And it's not just about the rigid pattern of straight bar movements. So for instance, if you have some issues, let's say, and this is something I see all the time, let's say you have mobility problems in your ankles and your hips, and this prevents you from doing a proper squat. So when you go down and you try to do the squat, either you can't get low enough without losing balance, or you lean forward too much because you're afraid you're gonna fall over backward. Or when you do get to the bottom of the squat, you have the so-called butt wink when your lower back rounds, then you're probably going to have some issues down the line if you don't correct those mobility problems. So if you continue squatting with bad form because you have mobility issues and you continue doing that over time, you are just increasing the risk of injury, because if you can't move properly and you're compensating by leaning forward or spreading your feet out too far, or you're doing anything else that you're compromising due to the bad mobility, then you're just probably going to get injured. And even if you don't get injured, you're not fully utilizing the movement to its full potential. Squats are great, but if you can't do them, there are a bunch of different variations. So recently, I had a person in the results crew who was really struggling with barbell squats. I encouraged them to do goblet squats with a dumbbell. I did a demonstration, a variation of dumbbell goblet squats to a box. And I gave this recommendation for them to use the goblet squat because it doesn't load the spine. They're not putting a ton of weight on their back. They aren't using a ton of weight in general, so they can really focus on form and start working on their mobility issues and stretching out their hips, stretching out their calves, and getting a lot better range of motion. So when they really develop a better squat pattern, if they want to move on to a barbell squat, they can, and they can do it in a much safer manner. Now, can they still load the muscles in the quads and hamstrings and the glutes with a goblet squat the same way that they can with a barbell squat? In the beginning, yes, but you're gonna run into a limit of how heavy does a dumbbell go, right? Chances are you don't wanna be slinging a 150 pound dumbbell up to your chest and doing goblet squats forever, right? You're eventually gonna want to move on to something else that's going to allow you to load the body much more efficiently. This is where a barbell squat comes in handy. But again, you don't have to do a barbell squat. You can do a leg press. And I actually prefer a leg press over a barbell squat for people that have mobility problems or don't have the flexibility to get into a proper squat form. Now, is a squat and a leg press the exact same movement? No, they're not. Is the pattern similar? Yes. And in fact, I would argue that you might be able to get a little more out of a leg press simply for the fact that you can adjust your feet positioning, which is going to target the leg muscles a little bit differently based on where you place your feet. So if you place them a little higher on the platform, you're probably going to get more hamstring and glute engagement. If you put your feet a little more into the middle of the platform, you're going to get an equal amount of hamstrings and quads. And then you can adjust your feet movement a whole bunch of different ways depending on what you want to target. Now, another example of this is the deadlift. The deadlift is an incredibly technical movement, and while it may look simple, it is actually pretty hard to master, especially if you don't have someone teaching you or someone guiding you, because there are a bunch of different things that you need to think about when doing the deadlift properly. And since the movement tends to be something that people can get strong on very quickly, there is this tendency to want to add weight relatively fast. And if you look at anyone who's been training for a long period of time, typically the deadlift is going to be their strongest movement. And that's just due to the mechanics of how the deadlift works, what musculature that you're using. And for the most part, people will add weight relatively quickly to that, more so than they will the squat or the bench press, if you're comparing the big three. Now, the problem with this is that it's incredibly easy to do the deadlift improperly. And a lot of times, and you've probably seen this, you're working out at the gym, you see people doing the deadlift. I would be willing to bet 9 times out of 10, they're doing it with less than stellar form. And for this reason, a lot of people will tend to either get injured doing the deadlift improperly, or they will get injured doing something else because they strained themselves a little bit on the deadlift and then they ended up going to another movement and hurting themselves because they had an issue doing the deadlift properly. Now, if you've hurt yourself on the deadlift or you're afraid of doing the deadlift because it's too technical, then there are a bunch of other movements that you can do that will give you just as much of a benefit or maybe even more benefits than just doing the deadlift alone. A really easy example of this is a hyperextension. Now, a lot of times people will look at the hyperextension and they think this is a lower back exercise. But as I've done some demos in terms of showing how to do it properly, you can target the glutes or you can target the hamstrings really, really well. And I would probably argue better than using the deadlift alone because of the nature of the movement. The deadlift's great because it's kind of a full body movement, right? You're hitting your entire backside, you're hitting your hamstrings, your glutes, your lower back, your upper back, and you're getting your grip strength, hitting your traps. There's all kinds of muscles that you're hitting. However, you can still hit those muscles without using the deadlift. You could build up those muscles to be very muscular and strong without ever touching a deadlift. A deadlift may be a more efficient way of doing it, but it's not absolutely necessary. Another way that you could train your posterior chain is by doing leg curls and hip thrusts with a barbell or dumbbell in your lap. That way you're hitting your hamstrings and your glutes equally hard and you're lessening the risk of injury from doing the deadlift. So I hope that helps you understand a little bit why these movements aren't always necessary. And a lot of times when people say they're necessary, they really haven't thought much about it. It's like the person who views all their problems as nails and the only solution they have is a hammer, but not all their problems are nails. When it comes to thinking about these movements, if someone doesn't have an alternative where they think that you can get strong or more muscular with something outside of the big three, they're simply just not using their brain. They either don't know enough and they're just ignorant to these other movements, or they're just too dumb to actually think outside the box. So if that offends you, I hope it encourages you to think and use your brain instead of just relying on what someone said on the internet about you needing to do the big three. Lastly, I just want to touch on the bench press. The straight bar bench press is a great loading movement for the chest and the triceps and the shoulders. Unfortunately, a lot of people, especially men, have big egos and they want to tell their friends how much they bench press. And with this giant ego typically comes repercussions that are usually negative. People want to get too strong, too fast. They end up sacrificing form and hurting themselves. I've suffered from multiple shoulder injuries, mostly due to bad bench press form. And this was many years ago, and I don't have shoulder injuries anymore, but I had to learn to work around the bench press because it would always cause issues. And while I never had this diagnosed, I think I have some issues with my acromion process on my shoulders. I think that I have more of a tendency to have what's called an impingement than other people. So what I did is I learned how to be really effective with dumbbells and machine presses. Now, am I as strong as I used to be on the bench press as I used to be in the past? Absolutely not. But my muscular development is way better now than it ever was at my strongest on the bench press. A lot of that just has to do with me being creative and learning how to use the tools at my disposal to avoid injury and to avoid keep getting injured. So the last thing I want to leave you with here is when it comes to changing your body composition, you have to remember that these machines and barbells and dumbbells and kettlebells and any form of resistance that you use are only tools. They're important tools. You have to remember that you can use them all to some advantage. You can use them all in some way that will help you improve. But if there's a movement or there's a pattern that you're going through and you keep getting injured, or it keeps causing problems down the line with mobility or imbalances, then you need to really think about whether or not that form of exercise or that tool that you're using is actually beneficial or detrimental to your progress. Something I like to do with my personal clients who have a history of injuries or ongoing lingering issues is I like to look at the movements that they've done the most of, and then I like to talk to them a little bit and figure out what those movements were doing for them or why they chose them. And then I like to try to just completely turn it on its head and do something different. And I find a lot of the times when we think outside the box and do something different, there is a little bit of a learning curve and does take a little bit for them to buy in. But once they buy in and they start noticing that they're getting stronger and more muscular without the nagging pains or the recurring injuries, they start to realize that, hey, I can reach my goals, but I don't have to stick to a rigid pattern or a rigid system that I once thought was the only way. So I'm gonna leave you with that. If you ever thought that the big three was the holy grail and the only way to get bigger, leaner, and stronger, I hope this convinced you otherwise. And if you're still skeptical, then I'm gonna encourage you to think outside the box and realize that wherever you're getting your information, it might not be the best place for you to get your information, or you might need to expand your horizons a little bit. Read some more, go experiment, go into the gym and try some different movements. Put yourself on a training program that totally removes barbells for 12 weeks. That'll force you to get creative in using dumbbells and using machines and using other pieces of equipment. And if that scares you, then good, you probably need to do that. I'm gonna leave you with that. Again, I wanna mention the Results Crew. If you want to get into better shape, build more muscle, get leaner, and be supported by an awesome community and get accountability and feedback on a daily basis, you can check out the Results Crew at jcdfitness.com/TRC. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you on the next episode.